So, anyways, like I was saying, it's been nice to kind of be able to sit in the house and not be totally going crazy. I could only imagine what these poor people on these cruises are going through, where they're just passing it back and forth, because if it's anything like what I feel like now, man, and yeah, these older people, these people who are in like their 60s or 70s who have any respiratory issues, if their stomachs aren't strong enough, I don't know. It's definitely something that's going to put you on your ass, because like I normally have a ton of energy no matter what, but just today it's just been crap, and just I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, guys. This is not fun. You do not want to be really stuck with however I'm feeling right now. But it's like I don't have a temperature. I don't feel nauseous, like not nauseous, but like it's weird. Like I don't have a temperature. I'm not like coughing. I don't have a runny nose. So that's kind of where I'm going with it right now. I think the way I'm going to manage it and how I would suggest other people managing it is, if you feel kind of crappy and you think you might have it, stay home. But if you start running an extremely high temperature, or you're fainting, or you feel like you're closing in on fainting or any of that stuff, like seek immediate medical attention. Because my strategy with this, and again, I'm no doctor, but my strategy with this currently is just managing the symptoms. So that's where just drinking a lot of coffee. Yeah. Well, I have had a little bit of caffeine, but drinking a lot of water, trying to eat healthier foods, like kind of keep up with your vitamin C, and then just hope this thing passes. And like I said, I was going to try to keep doing these podcasts along with how I'm feeling. But if I don't do it tomorrow, or whatever I'm unable to do it, there's a good chance that coronavirus kicked my ass, because to be honest with you, I just set up a really nice podcast studio and I am very excited to use it. Like it's incredible. I bought this, it's called the Rodecaster Pro, for any of you guys who are trying to start your own podcast. It is fantastic. It comes with 4 different channels. I'm not affiliated with Rode in any way. I'm not getting paid by them, but the setup is really nice to where you don't need to have a lot of experience in using this mixer or using any mixers to use this specific one. And it's pretty cool. It'll let you lay in like a different audio track. So if somebody comes onto the show, I can hit them with one of these. Some applauses for them. And it's pretty awesome. I like it. So if you wind up noticing another huge pause in between the amount of podcasts that I'm putting out, there's a good chance that I could can either not get out of bed, or somebody's carrying me out of where I'm at. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. I got some positivity for myself and getting through this, not too worried. But yeah, it's pretty awesome. I don't like carrying on too much with it, as you can see. I can play some funny talking with this thing too. So that's where I'm at right now. I can definitely tell you from yesterday, I feel worse today than I did yesterday, and it's kind of it's not feeling too well. If what I have is this friggin' coronavirus. So there's that. And I just want to just keep beating the dead horse of just saying, if you can, if getting rest isn't working for you, is, you know, if you're able to get out, but you don't want to be stuck in your house, don't leave. You can still get out of your own head. You can make phone calls. You can get out of your own head. You can try to help other people that might be in the house with you and be of service to other people. And I'm still trying to work on launching this Facebook Live for anybody who might be interested in listening. I'm going to set up a tighter schedule for when it launches. So anyone who's interested in calling into the show I will definitely be interested in having more people on who might want to talk about their story and whatnot and go from there. And like I said, I'm gonna get a nice tight live schedule for you guys so it's as consistent as I can make it. So there you have it. There's the podcast episode 18. I'm looking at following up tomorrow with some good guests. I'm reading up on them, keeping in good contact, and we're going to go from there. So thank you all for listening in to the 18th episode of Sober Motivation. I'm sorry for moving so slowly on my speech. It's like I'm talking, and then all of a sudden I'll feel something coming up in my stomach, and I can't see my own face when I feel it, but I could imagine my face turning green every time it comes up. It's not like constant. It's just like periodically coming back up and just makes me feel like, ugh. So there you have it. Episode 18. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, if you guys are getting some inspiration and some hope with this, please continue to listen. Follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. And you can also catch me on the other all sorts of podcast platforms. Should be on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, working out Pandora right now, and wherever else you can track down the Sober Motivation podcast. So thank you all for listening to tonight's episode, and I will see you all soon. Guys, we're coming at you again with another episode on the 18th episode. Right now I'm gonna just follow up on being stuck in some quarantine and how it's affecting me so far. And I gotta be really honest with you guys, my stomach, I have felt this sort of way my stomach has felt before, so I'm not sure if it's the coronavirus or I'm not sure what it is. It's crazy. Like, I'll be sitting there, I'll be fine for a few seconds, and then my stomach will just, like, give me this feeling of just nausea, and, like I just feel it. Like, you know when, like, your body's not responding well to something, and that's just how I feel, where I'll be sitting there just trying to drink a lot of fluid, been eating fruits, vegetables, kind of, I'm not doing too well on eating, but good enough to get at least 3 meals in today. And I gotta be honest, it is just not a fantastic feeling for me right now. And I've since been just, like I said, cranking away at trying to build this podcast. I got a nice studio set up, so I'm looking at having some podcast guests coming in on this show for sure. We're gonna keep rolling with it. I got a few guests lined up, working out the schedules, but my schedule is really kind of tied up between trying to be a dad, trying to be sober, and trying to manage what potentially is this coronavirus, and it's not great. Like, I'll be sitting here getting ready to go push a podcast out, and then all of a sudden my stomach just turns and just starts ripping at me, and then I gotta go lay down or sit on the toilet or drink some water. It seems like water's been the best thing for me so far. But in all honesty, I've kind of somewhat felt this sort of stomach feeling before. And I was looking at this thing on Medium.com, and they were talking about the symptoms of the coronavirus. And a lot of them are not confirmed yet because obviously it's so new. But one of the things was, I remember having I believe it was the norovirus or something when I was on a deployment a few years ago, and my stomach was just not with it. Like, you knew, like, you obviously had a virus, and that's exactly how I feel right now, that I got something going on, like, where my body's just saying nope. And it kind of started yesterday, and then today I've just been not feeling it at all, and it sucks. But I gotta say, like, I appreciate right now, like, my higher power, I guess, has been there for me, kind of keeping me straight, and having this podcast to push out. I've been really grateful. That's been great, but more than that, my family keeping me sane, keeping me from just laying in bed and giving up and just wanting to drink. And I believe that's really important to anyone else who's, like I said, in a similar situation, who's considering going back and relapsing. Because I can be dead honest with you right now, if I were to drink, I feel like I would die. So I'm pretty glad I'm not in that hole where I'm just continuously drinking all this alcohol and mixing it with this whatever the fuck it is in my stomach. It does not feel good. But so there's that. And then today I've been just trying to hash out the live streams. I'm trying to get some live streaming fed out to Facebook and try to get a better face on this podcast and work around it like that. And then hopefully as well get some callers in who are interested in helping carry the message for recovery and sobriety.